My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast rolling along with you in the 8 o'clock hour. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And Seth, I enjoyed this piece that DJ Bienemy did on ESPN.com about CJ Stroud. The things that I enjoyed about it were giving you some perspective on how Snoop Dogg's Little League football, or how Snoop Dogg's Football League, influenced CJ Stroud in his younger years. The work, honestly, that league is trying to do to reach out to kids that don't necessarily have all of the resources, whether it be the money or the connections to be in some of the more high-profile leagues, or maybe some of the more expensive leagues. This is really one that tries to reach down into the inner city and just create opportunities. But for CJ Stroud specifically, man, this is a really good piece. I would encourage Texans fans and CJ Stroud fans to check it out on ESPN.com. Again, DJ Bienemy did some really good work here. Talk to Snoop Dogg, and also talk to some people that were really heavy influences on CJ in his most important years. And really in some of his most more developmental years, where he really establishes himself as the leader that I feel like we see today with the Texans.
Yeah, that, you know, so many times, especially nowadays, where you start talking about, okay, why do guys not seem to have the same technical development and everything that they used to, aside from just not playing as much in college. You know, part of it is just some of the travel league stuff is guys are out just, they're competing a lot more against good competition, but they're not necessarily getting as much practice and necessarily as much structure and everything. So I actually really enjoyed reading about this league and how much the actual coaching mattered to CJ Stroud and how much they worked with him on being a leader as a quarterback. And I don't think it's necessarily the same experience that a lot of guys get when they might play in a travel league or a more highly competitive league or what have you, where it just becomes more about just trying to get as many all-star caliber kids on your roster as possible, because they really, like, they did a good job working with him to teach him what it means to be a quarterback, and that it starts with just really forming a relationship with your team and your teammates, but then actively leading. You know, for youth kids, like for the quarterback to be leading the film session and everything, I don't think that's a universal experience that a lot of 13-year-olds get. And from a young age, he's had that experience. So he went to a school where he got to kind of come up from the bottom at Ohio State and had to consciously learn how to be a leader in a high-profile situation. So for a kid that had a really dicey upbringing in a lot of ways and a lot of turmoil in his life, this, like, Snoop Dogg's league was a real source of stability for him, which is nice to see.
Yeah, and I think this is, reading this piece, and there were some things in here that I already knew and some things that I learned. And the things that I learned, I felt like sort of reinforced some ideas or opinions that I already had about CJ. But I do think that this is part of why I'm so bought in or so sold on CJ Stroud, Seth. I think he's clearly got the play that suits the eye test. Like, you can just watch CJ Stroud and without necessarily knowing a whole lot about football, you can kind of see, oh, that guy seems to be doing positive things. They're moving the ball down the field, or they're scoring points. Like, you don't really need football mansplained to you watching CJ Stroud. He's very clearly and obviously and transparently good at it. And then the stats back it up. He's got these insane stats and some of these historical numbers that we've gone over since the end of the season of what his rookie year looked like. Some of the things that he did, even his, like, touchdown interception ratio and just all of it, right? But then also, and this article speaks to it, there is this energy around him and this belief from not just CJ Stroud's peers, I feel like, but then there's this energy and belief also from people who are much older and wiser than CJ Stroud that also feel the same way. And that, to me, honestly, Seth, makes me go, like, okay, it factor, when you talk about it factor, that usually strikes me as lame. It strikes me as like, so maybe somebody just doesn't really know how to express what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
But in this case, I feel like it's appropriate. Like, I normally think that the it factor conversation sounds lame, but that this guy really does actually have an it factor. Am I a hypocrite?
No, I think the quote in there that really is the most telling along those lines was that his coach Fly, did they ever say his actual name in this article or not? But yeah. He used to be a rapper, Superfly, but they just called him Coach Fly. So the FKA Superfly was the only coach in the area that believed CJ could run a full passing offense and read defenses. So, like, that coach identified that in CJ and put more on his plate than a lot of the other young quarterbacks had at that time. You know, like, so whatever it factor, just, like, honestly, simply his processing ability, which is very obvious in the way that he played football in his rookie year and how he operated like a veteran in a lot of respects. His ability to process was just, like, freakishly. It was almost like a math genius had walked into your math class, it sounds like, when CJ showed up into this league.
Coach Fly's government name, I believe, is Priest Brooks. That's how they that's how they introduced Coach Fly in the beginning of the article. So Priest Brooks is Coach Fly. And yes, he was a producer and or rapper or some type of affiliate with Death Row way, way, way back in the day. And so that's the connection with Snoop. You mentioned about, or you mentioned CJ Stroud's processing and that part of it being elite. This is why it's been hard for me to talk about what his improvement is going to look like going from year one to year two. And I think another part of it is just that I don't know if I've seen a rookie be as advanced as he was or as advanced as he is. And so I don't know how to take that and say, okay, now it's got to get this much better, or now it's got to look like this. So what I'm asking you, Seth, is how do we gauge this? How do we, what is a fair expectation for a rookie going into year two? So going from year one to year two, processing the game and developing when it seemed like in their first year they were already at an advanced level. Like, is it okay if, let's say, he doesn't take this huge jump mentally because he was already starting at a place that was much, much higher than zero? Like, he was already starting with a high floor mentally and processing.
And I would say, like, along those lines for what you're talking about, I would say he was operating at a level mentally that you're hoping your quarterback gets to by year three, where that's because that's when you got to make that decision. And that's where, when you get in a tough spot like where you are with Tua Tagovailoa or where the Jaguars were with Trevor Lawrence, the unknown for both those guys is still, all right. And honestly, it's still this way with Josh Allen to a certain degree. Is this guy going to get to that point where he really gets and understands what's happening after the snap and how the matchups have changed based on our routes and our matchups with these receivers versus these defensive backs? That's where CJ was showing a lot of proficiency in the second half of the season that a lot of other young quarterbacks, like, you're hoping to get to that guy by year three. That's why I feel so good about him definitely getting an extension after year three, because that's more than anything, you know what the guy's physical skills are. You want to know, what does he do when things break down and how well is he reading defenses? And CJ gets a lot of that stuff already. For me, the biggest thing, honestly, and I expect this to happen, and it's something that didn't happen with Deshaun Watson, is how involved and how much responsibility does he take for the run game? Because that's the thing that bothered me most about Deshaun, including in 2020 when he was playing very, very well as a passer, was that he didn't seem to be bothered by nor take any responsibility for the fact that the run game was atrocious. And that's something that's a big deal. And you could see it in the way that Deshaun was kind of lazy with his fake handoffs and some of the things he did in the play action game. CJ's already shown an attention to detail in that regard. But a lot of it, if you think back to, there was a play in the Titans game down in the red zone where they, you know, Case switched up. I think he changed the mic point on a run play, because basically the Titans were showing a different front than they were expecting or they had shown before. And it ended up being a successful run because of it. That's what John Harris and I had talked about it after the game, and we suspected that's what happened. Sean and Mark talked to Case this offseason, and Case kind of confirmed it. Like, that's the kind of stuff, because Case has seen 10 years of this and he's been in an offense like this before, that's the kind of stuff that a veteran quarterback sees that a rookie hasn't necessarily really even been asked to get involved in yet. I think the run game is where CJ's probably going to put a lot of his focus this offseason into, because he's so mature and he understands exactly how in this offense everything is all tied together. The run game, like, it's not just like running to set up the pass. It gets more involved with that with the way these plays are structured. I think if you see the run game struggling this year, CJ is going to take a lot of personal responsibility for that and like take it on him to be the guy that's in charge of getting everything right in the run game.
Yeah, I remember you making this point after that Titans game, making the point about what Case did, and really at the time it felt like, I don't want to, like I'm speaking for you, but it felt like it was more of a a point about Case specifically and Case's experience himself. Like, because, you know, remember the debate was Case versus Davis because CJ was obviously concussed. So do they go with Davis Mills or do they go with Case Keenum?
Yeah.
And aside from, like, the swagger and, like, the whatever feeling that Case gave the team on top of that, like, he was just a flat-out more experienced guy, like a guy who had just seen, flat-out seen more than Davis. And I remember you making that point about him checking into that run. And I honestly, at that until that point, had not given much thought. And we had been so impressed by what CJ was doing, and rightfully so. I had not given much thought to CJ's role in the run game or lack thereof or just how that was materialized. And I hadn't thought about it much until then, until you made that point. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that develops this year, especially having upgrades.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rated the position at the top end with Joe Mixon.
Right. Yeah. And Joe Mixon can be valuable in that regard too. And yeah. I think Devin Singletary was probably a good resource for CJ also. But Joe Mixon, you know, just Joe Mixon has had a better career, like pretty objectively than Devin Singletary has. He's a different guy. Yeah. And he's been in offenses very similar to this one before, or run games, especially similar to this one. So I think that's the biggest thing that the really, really good quarterbacks do is that, you know, they don't judge themselves by how many touchdowns they've thrown or how many interceptions they've thrown. They judge themselves by how good is the offense. And that's the one thing missing from this offense to make it a genuinely potent NFL offense is that you don't have to be leading the league in rushing or anything, but if the game situation demands that you run the ball well, or if the game plan demands that, then that's what the offense is for that day. And the good quarterbacks have a lot more ownership and involvement in that than the guys who think that it's just a 7-on-7 drill out there.
So I wonder, Seth, if we underestimate the leadership that guys like Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon, since we just mentioned them, like the leadership that those guys could bring because of their positions and their reputations, like a running back and a wide receiver, and we know the reputations that precede Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. I wonder if, for whatever reason, folks have not allowed themselves to view them as leaders. But
this season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid.
So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like aside from them being excellent football players, they've both played quite a bit of meaningful football games, and it feels like that should matter.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm glad you brought up Stephon Diggs, because look, it's off season, it's press conferences. At the end of the day, you can't read too much into it, but I think there's two things that Stephon Diggs has said or posted on social media this off season that have been very positive, which is one, he posted don't put the cart before the horse. And like that was a not all that cryptic a tweet. That's just a standard old cliche saying that don't get too far ahead of yourselves. And I think if I were to read into it, I'm guessing he's talking about all of the excitement and all the expectations that have been heaped on the Texans, all the positivity that's been heaped on the Texans right now, because he's coming from a situation in Buffalo where they were that, oh, yep, this is the next team. This is it's their turn next. Oh, they're knocking at the door. They just got to kick it in Buffalo. And it was like that for several years where, oh, yeah, boy, Buffalo's right there. Buffalo's probably the team that's going to challenge them this year. And they never delivered on it there. So I think he understands what it's like. Buffalo has been getting, like a couple years ago, they were the one that was getting all the praise and all the heaped of compliments and everything from the national media as the darling team of the offseason. So there's that. But then also in his press conference, he was talking about it, not trying to make a point or anything, but about how he kind of, I think, found it. I think he was kind of pleasantly almost surprised that he was all of a sudden an elder statesman, that like all these young guys, remember he was like, yeah, these young guys, I'm talking to them, I was like, oh man, they're saying the exact same stuff I used to say when I was a young guy. And I think as much as you can reinforce that with him, that like, hey man, you're the wise old dude. You don't have to call him old, but you're the wise veteran here that's going to help out Tank Dell, that's going to help out Nico Collins, that you can be a mentor to these guys. I think it seems like he might really be enjoying that already. And like whatever potential for drama there is about targets or anything like that, maybe you can diffuse it a little bit by virtue of him almost as a guy who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, branding him as like his brand being like, oh yeah, I'm a guy that helps make the whole squad better. If you need a veteran to come in and help your young guys out in your quest to win a Super Bowl, then I'm the free agent for you. And that's like a reinvention almost of his public persona that I don't think would be forced or anything. I just think that it's something he might genuinely enjoy doing.
Yeah. And on top of the fact that, I mean, his calling card is getting open. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. That helps too. He's got to do that part too, yeah.
Well, but it's also to me why I don't buy in, like there's only one football to throw at a time, I get that, but it's also part of the reason why I don't necessarily buy into, you know, what if Steph is disgruntled because he's not getting the targets. If he comes in and is true to form, like true to his actual player profile, scouting profile and identity, that shouldn't be an issue because Stephon Diggs should be open a time or two, you know.
Yeah,
like I feel
right.
Like that's fair enough and safe enough to say. He's Seth Payne, I'm Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, do the Texans have a defensive tackle who is as good as my co-host? We'll talk about that next.
God. Oh, boy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.